Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Russell Westbrook, and you heard me last night during the show, I was updating his numbers. He had 19 assists with like 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. So you knew something special was in store. And Russell Westbrook winds up with 14 points, 21 rebounds, and 24 assists in a victory over Indiana. And the dude is playing remarkable basketball. He became one of only two players in NBA history to have a 20-rebound, 20-assist game in their career. The other, Wilt Chamberlain. Westbrook's done it twice, Rob. Wilt Chamberlain did it once. So high praise deserved for Russell Westbrook. He's going to average a triple-double for the fourth season of his career, which is incredible. Only one person has averaged a triple-double for a season besides Westbrook, and that's Oscar Robertson, who did it one time. And so that sparked some nonsense, some straight-up nonsense from his coach, Scott Brooks. Here you go.
I used to always say he's going to probably go down as the third best point guard ever, but I think he's passed one, and he's going to go down as probably the second best. And one is obviously Magic. He's going to, what he does, there's no point guard has ever done it. Nobody.
All right. Look, I'll start out positive. First of all, I like Russell Westbrook's game. I said it today on the Herd, Rob. He is an individual, an incredible individual phenom. He's a spectacle. Like, he's very reminiscent to me of Allen Iverson. Just does incredible things on the basketball court that very few other players in history could do. I'm ready to say Russell Westbrook's one of the top five athletes to ever play in the NBA. I mean, I'm just throwing this off the top of my head, but LeBron, Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, Allen Iverson for his size to do what he did, and Westbrook. Like, I mean, we can argue that, but he's in there. I'll give him that. And I'll give Scott Brooks that there's not another point guard, maybe Magic Johnson, who could put up the numbers that Westbrook's put up. There's not another point guard outside of Magic that probably could average a triple-double. So I'll give it, and if that Scott Brooks's measurement of what a great point guard is? I guess so. So he's got Magic one. Magic never averaged a triple-double, but I think he could have. But to say Russell Westbrook is the second greatest point guard, even to say he was the third, I don't know who he had third. You have Isaiah Thomas, you have Steph Curry, Oscar Robertson. To say Westbrook is even third is out of pocket, because he's not. He's an all-time great, Hall of Famer, legend, icon, who 30 years from now, we will be saying Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double 4 years. LeBron never did it. Magic never did it. Penny Hardaway never did it before he got hurt. Jason Kidd never did it. We'll see if Luka and Jokic start doing it, then it'll lose some of its power. But to this point, no one else can do it. And that will make him a guy we talk about in awe-inspiring ways forever. So I got he's great. But there ain't no way he's the second best point guard of all time. And I'll say that if I had to start a team with a point guard, I'd pick a lot over Westbrook, as great as he is, because I think it can be hard to win with. It's like Iverson. It was hard to win with him because there's the way they play. Tremendous individual whirlwinds. But, God, it's hard to build a team. You got to build it perfect. Like, Rob, you were there. Well, you were covering the league when Larry Brown built that team around Iverson that got to the finals in 2001 in Philadelphia. Yep. If Westbrook had a Larry Brown to do that for him, I think he could lead the team to the finals and maybe more. But that's what it takes. They specially built that team around Iverson because he was so different and unique, and that's what Westbrook would need.
Yeah, I just think this is your classic example of prisoner of the moment. And what I mean by that is what he's doing and how he's playing right now is mind-boggling. You know, just you got to give him his props on how well right. He's playing. But I think people are glossing over a lot. The last time I saw him in the playoffs with Harden, he couldn't make a shot. You know, right. I remember those. Do you remember those moments, Chris, where he's going through, he can't make an open jump shot? So I've seen the really bad as well, and I'm not just here to pick on them because I think when you coach a player and you want to, you know, make them feel good about what they're doing, I just think people go over the top. And that's what Scott Brooks did here in just proclaiming. I mean, the only other thing he could have just said is he's the best point guard ever. I mean, even he couldn't say that because he knew that would be ridiculous. like because he hasn't won anything, and there's a lot of other issues that go on in calling somebody the greatest of all time. So I think even he had to pump the brakes and realize I can't overdo it. Otherwise, nobody will take me seriously at all. You know what I mean? Like. Right. Had he put that out there. So I think that he caught himself and was That's like, okay, point. Yeah, like let me not make this null and void or dead on arrival, Chris. Because if he would have said that, right, he would have said, this is dead on arrival, and probably would have laughed about it. Craig Melvin probably would have been laughing for the last hour, you know, after that's right, after Scott Brooks said it and wouldn't have time to do his news on NBC. But anyway, Yeah, it just feels extra.
And remember, he coached him in Oklahoma City, too.
Right. I mean, he loves the guy. He feels good about him. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things helped your job, has made you millions. You know what I mean? Like, you've got an affinity for him. You have special feelings for him and whatnot. So I get all that. I just think this is off base. And I think if people were to really take a look at other point guards, the triple-double, I said it before. When he gets them, Chris, at one point, you know, when we looked at it, the OKC,
when he was MVP. Right.
Man, they had a way better record when he did it. And that was helped me to sign off on it, that it wasn't just, you know, hey, I got 8 assists, I need to get 2 more, you know what I mean, and another loss. You know, stuff. It wasn't that kind of basketball. But second best point guard, I just have 4 words. No way, no how is he the second best point guard ever in the NBA.
There's no way. I got Steph Curry as the second best. I know you don't, but
way,
I got Steph Curry.
No how.
I don't see how. Like you said, it would be asinine to put him ahead of Magic, which obviously I agree. But this was dark. To put him ahead of Steph, to put him ahead of Isaiah Thomas.
I don't know. Is it the longer that Isaiah Thomas has not played, the more that people act like he didn't exist, that he didn't beat Bird, Magic, and Michael during his prime, that he did it without a player of his equal footing? I mean, NBA.
One of the things it is, Rob, and I mean, Scott Brooks is a coach. He's young, so maybe he's into this. I'm not positive. But the analytics guys – Isaiah's analytic numbers aren't all that. Neither are Kobe's. That's why they rate Kobe lower, too, the analytics guys. That's the only thing I can see.
Did Isaiah win?
Rob, I'll go a step further. I mean, look, and Westbrook, one of the indictments against him is he has played with Kevin Durant for 8 years, didn't win a championship, played with James Harden. I know they were pups, but they played together in Houston, and that didn't work out so well. Paul George, and now Bradley Beal. Rob, they're a 10th seed in the East. I know they're on a hot streak now, but they're a 10th seed.
But look how where they were. They were buried.
Right. Isaiah Thomas had no, with all due respect to Adrian Dantley, who was a Hall of Famer, Mark Aguirre, who was a number one pick and great.
And Joe Dumars is a great player in his day.
And Joe Dumars, who's a Hall of Famer, with all due respect to them, and they would admit it. I'm sure Dumars would. I don't know about the other two. They weren't close to Kevin Durant. They weren't as a Kevin Durant. They weren't a James Harden. And Isaiah Thomas beat Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, and Larry Bird with those guys. So come on, like
that has to count for something, doesn't it? I don't get it. Doesn't that count for something?
Yeah, this is and this is nothing against Westbrook. It's almost even hard to, I mean, Westbrook, I guess, is a point guard, right? It's hard to categorize him, you know, two guards again, like Iverson, but you put him at the point, but difficult. It's just his style is hard to play with and win with at the championships, because he has won. He's won 11 playoff series. He's been to the finals. He's been to, several conference finals. So he can win, but he hasn't been able to lead it as the number one guy. He has yet to even win a playoff series, I believe. So
here's the other knock.
Durant was hurt.
Yeah, and a buddy of mine, Ted Sobel, he's covered sports for a long time, and he made a point. He was just saying that the point guard also is supposed to make everybody else better around him.
Right.
Does he really do that, Chris? I'm not so sure. I think Ted has a point that as great as Westbrook is individually, I don't know if he makes the other guys better.
Nah, you don't think – and again, I don't think Iverson did either. I think
that's another one. He was just great on his own, and players played around him. So I think that's the case.
And they both got, I mean, Iverson didn't get nearly as many assists as Westbrook. Westbrook may lead the league again for the third time, I think, in his career. So he gets a lot of assists. But, Rob, you know, like, a lot of times that assists aren't the only measure of making your players better and getting guys involved. You know, like, because a lot of times you're going up for a hoop yourself and you dump it off to a guy. You can't get anything, so you give it to somebody else. Or,
right.
You know, so Magic Johnson's assists were a lot different than a lot of Russell Westbrook's assists.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Our next guest is an absolute legend, and that is no overstatement.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
He's the editor-in-chief at The Athletic DC. Our man, David Aldridge. What is up, brother?
Yo.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
How are you, buddy?
Good, man. We are good.
Man, we're good. We're good here. We're good here.
I just want to know, what does it feel like to be a Hall of Famer walking around, you know, knowing you're one of the greatest who ever did it?
old.
But see, you know what? Hey, let me say this real quick. I'm not going to eat up all the time. But when we started, Chris, you know, covering the NBA back then, the thing that was just amazing was all the guys who were NBA beat writers, like the Bob Ryans and the David Aldridge and Mike Wilbons. And just, it was an, am I right, David? Back then, it was an unbelievable amount of talent of writers who covered the NBA.
Well, yeah, I mean, the fortunate thing, and Rob, you part of that as well, obviously. What I've always been very blessed with is I came up with an incredible group of young writers, you know, and we had people all over the map. You know, I think like Curtis Bunn, who covered the Knicks back then, is a best-selling author now. You know what I mean? Like, we had people that covered the league that became columnists, that became authors, became playwrights, you know. And you learn from those folks, you know, and you listen to them when they talk. And I certainly did, and I think we all did. And, you know, it was just – it was a great time. It was a great time to cover the NBA. I'm so happy I got to cover the league in that era, because I thought the basketball and the camaraderie was as good as it's ever been. And I really appreciate that time. And I miss those days of travel, but, you know, I can't get up and down like I used to. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, we're all
I wish I was 25 sometimes and could just go for 14 days out of the case, but I just can't do that no more.
None of us can, man. We get it. All right, we're going to ask you a question that incorporates your era and every era of basketball. I think you're going to know what I'm talking about. I don't think I have to get too specific, but what is Scottie Brooks talking about?
Yes.
I mean, Dave.
We get it. He loves the guy. Right. We get it.
He's an icon. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer. He'll be a legend. But what? But second best point guard ever? Come on.
It's look, I don't expect Scottie Brooks to say anything differently about Russell Westbrook. He's coached him for 8 years, you know, in two different cities. You know, Russ won him a lot of games in OKC. You know what I mean? So I don't expect him to be the most sober, you know, kind of dispassionate judge of Russ's abilities. Is he the second best point guard of all time? No. No, he's not. But that's okay. I don't mind, you know, Scott standing for his guy and standing up for his guy. But no, I don't think he is. I agree with him. Magic's number one on my list, too. But, you know, I can't put him ahead of Isaiah. I don't think I can really put him ahead of John Stockton, to be honest with you. I mean, Stock was great. You know, it's close. You can have an argument about that. You know, like, can have a real good argument about it. But look, is he top five? Sure. Yes, of course. I think he's top five. But is he two? No, not to me. But that's just my opinion. Doesn't mean I'm right.
Nah, most people agree with you on that.
No doubt. Tell me.
I just can't put Isaiah 1-2. Isaiah 1-2.
I don't put him ahead of Steph.
Yeah, I put Isaiah.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, that's Russ. Fair. It's funny. Like, you're right. I just don't think of Steph as a point guard. But you're right. That's the position he plays. You're right. You're right.
Well, and I think Westbrook's kind of like that too, right? Kind of the Westbrook Iverson. Like, are they a point? Or, yeah. I mean, I guess Westbrook's more of a point, but he's just a great individual.
Yeah. But no, you're right. Look. Steph's got three, so you know, and Steph, changed the game. So yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
two of them came on food stamps, but that's another story. Stop. All right, let me ask you. Let me ask you about the Lakers. AD said that the Lakers are back after they won without LeBron. Was that last night? I'm missing the days.
Night.
Yes, last night. Where are you on the Lakers, and how much has to work out for them. Obviously, it's not the ideal situation. LeBron says he won't be 100% probably the rest of his career. What do you make of the Lakers?
Yeah, they're not back now. I watched that game last night. You know, they won the game. They play well defensively, but let's not go crazy now.
Right.
You know, they had a couple of good things, fortunate things go their way at the end of the game, and AD made an incredible closeout, you know, on composite shot, you know. But, no, I'm not going to say they're back because, look, right now, nobody's afraid to play the Lakers, nobody. Who's afraid to play them? You know what I mean? Like seven times. I'm not a player. That team without LeBron, with AD as the centerpiece, you respect them. You know if they're going to play hard, but am I afraid to play them? No. You know, like, so, you know, that fear factor, that intimidation factor that the Lakers have when AD is healthy and LeBron's healthy, they don't have that right now.
D.A., how much, and I think LeBron looked, you know, he obviously played fairly well when he came back for the two games. But how much of this is father time? I mean, he's 36, 18th year. He probably would have been through this injury a while ago, 6-7 years ago. How much of, yeah. You know, two of his last 3 years now, he's had a significant injury. And obviously last year they got the long break, which maybe that helped his body. How much of this is father time?
You know, I hate, it's hard for me to say because every injury is different, right? We all know that. Like, you know, you can never tell. It could have been a freak thing. It could be father time. It could be. I will say this. It generally takes guys longer to recover as they get older. It does. I'll say probably, I would say a good chunk of it is father time. But the difference is when LeBron comes back and he's healthy, he goes back to playing like LeBron again. You know what I mean? Right. Like, there's very little drop-off in his play when he's healthy, and that's what's crazy about him at his age, that he's still able to play at that high a level when he's 100%.
Last thing for me on the staying out West, why won't people believe in the Phoenix Suns?
It's funny. We just talked to Eddie Johnson, who does their games today for my podcast that'll be out tomorrow. Part of it is recency bias, you know, because the Suns haven't made the playoffs in 10 years
right.
until this year, you know, and people haven't seen them, and nobody's paid in. Unless you're a real hardcore NBA fan, you know, you probably haven't seen much of Bridges or even for that matter, Devin Booker, you know, who was their one, you know, star-level player before this year. And they haven't been on TV as much as some of the other teams. So that's,
like
that's
the New Orleans Pelicans, who are on every day.
Every night.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, exactly. The 11th place team is on overtime. Right. You know what I mean?
D.A., let me ask you this. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't
know. No, that's okay. Go ahead.
We got about a minute left for your answer, but Rob and I both like Brooklyn to win it all, you know, presuming they're healthy. Yeah. But the one thing that gives me pause is I don't think we've ever in the history of the NBA seen a team play so few games together, like, you know, they're stars, and win a championship. It just seems impossible. Does that bother you? Like, do you think, I don't know what you got them picked to do, but is that an issue for you that they will have had probably 7 or 8 games together with their big three heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, it's somewhat of an issue. I mean, it's a question. It's more at the defensive end really than the offensive end. They're going to score 120 a game, you know. No matter what combination or if all three of those guys are playing, they're going to score. But can they get stops? Now, I know they've been better defensively the second half, but I still am not convinced that that's a team that can get multiple stops that you need in the playoffs. Maybe we'll see. That's why I think whether it's Philly or Milwaukee, and I think Milwaukee is actually probably a better bet right now to me, because Milwaukee, you got to remember, Milwaukee wasn't good in the playoffs last year, but they didn't have P.J. Tucker, who they got this year in the trade deadline. And, you know, they didn't have Jrue Holiday last year. You know, those are two major additions to their team that make them quite different in a series. And if you think, like, to me, Milwaukee is the one team in the East that really
they could play head up against Brooklyn. Now, I don't know if it will work, but they have the personnel that they could put Jrue Holiday on Harden, or they could put him on, you know, Kyrie, whichever one they think is better. They could put PJ on the other guy. They could put Giannis on Durant and live with the results. They may still give them 130, but they can live with the results.
Dave, this is the only thing that bothered me about the Bucks. They got 49 from Giannis, playing at home with no Harden, and they barely were able to even win that game. That scares me with no Harden. Do you know what I mean? Like, like Giannis had to play out of his mind, and they barely won that game. That scares me.
That's fair. It's fair. But I think I still think in a seven-game playoff series with days off in between every game and you're counting this one opponent and you can lock in on that opponent, I just think from a personnel standpoint, they are the one team, even more so than Philly, that I think they match up. They can match up defensively with Brooklyn. Not that they're going to stop them. I'm not saying that.
I understand what you're saying. Right.
They can put people on them that can guard people that are, you know, as good as any other three people in the league. Right. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Like, you'll live with it. If Harden gets 30 on Jrue Holiday, he gets 30 on him. But you can live with that. You can't live with him getting 45 and 12 assists. You know what I mean? So that's where I think they have a chance.
That's our man, the Hall of Famer, David
Aldridge.
We appreciate the time, brother.
Yes.
My gosh. Appreciate you, man. Good luck.
Stay safe,
fellas.
Yep. Peace, brother.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Terry Bradshaw, the legend, 4 Super Bowls. For all those, Rob G, all those who weren't watching football back then, Terry
they weren't
Bradshaw,
alive. What do you mean watching football? Rob G, they weren't alive.
I mean,
alive.
Rob G started watching in 2008, I think. But anyway, Terry Bradshaw, 4 Super Bowls. You see him all over Fox Sports now. Has really become a big-time, renowned broadcaster. Man, Rob, he went in on Aaron Rodgers. Here he is.
With him being that upset shows me just how weak he is. Who the hell cares who you draft? I mean, he's a 3-time MVP in the league, and he's worried about this guy they drafted last year at number one. And for him to be upset, my God, I don't understand that. Pittsburgh drafted Mark Malone, number one, Cliff Stout in the 3rd or 4th round. I had him coming at me from all angles. I embraced it because when we went to practice, I wasn't worried about those guys. You know, it didn't scare me a bit. So I don't understand why he's so upset at Green Bay.
Look, Rob, I have said, I mean, I said it yesterday. I do think Aaron Rodgers is whining. If the reports are true that, number one, this all stemmed from the drafting of Jordan Love, and now a report came out today, or yesterday, I'm sorry, that when the Packers let go, what's the receiver's name? I got to be honest, I had to Google him. I never heard of the dude. But when they let go of one of their wide receivers who apparently was friends. Yeah, Jake Kumerow.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, Jake Kumerow. All right. Last year in Green Bay, he caught one pass, I think, one pass. But anyway, letting him go up was the final straw. Rob, I don't know if these things are accurate, but there's reports flying,
Chris,
all over the place.
You already know. There are people just throwing stuff out every day. Come on. Can that really be that was the final straw? It doesn't even sound right. You might not have liked it, but is right, that you, the that, final straw? Come on.
I can see them being friends, right? Obviously, he wasn't critical to their success,
about it, right?
But they might have been cool. They might have been friends.
But
and
that's the final straw? Come on.
Right.
That doesn't even make sense to me. Like, that would be – remember, they got rid of his quarterback coach without even asking him. Do you remember that?
Which was probably a factor
that,
too, right?
But I'm saying that would be more of a final straw to me, that my quarterback coach who I'm having success with and I'm working with, you don't even ask me if we should let him go? Do you know what I mean? But a seldom used wide receiver, even if you're friendly? Come on. I just think Terry went over the top, as you know. That's what I think happened.
I look, I'm fine with him criticizing him. I this story is bizarre. Honestly, I would love Aaron Rodgers to just come out and address it. The Packers have addressed it, so it is true that Aaron Rodgers wants out, has wanted out for a while now. They've told us weeks. I don't know, is it weeks? Is it months? And they've all, the management and the coach, Matt LaFleur, have gone to see him individually to talk him out of it. And right now he's dug in. I don't get this notion that, I get it that he was upset about the drafting of Jordan Love, but he came out and had arguably the best season of his career, won MVP. And it's got to be more than that. Rob, you said yesterday you think it's money, and maybe that's the case. But to me, what I do agree with Bradshaw saying, I said it, I think Rodgers is being whiny. And you got a chance, you got a team that could win a Super Bowl. You got one of the best offensive lines in the league. You got one of the best receivers in the league. You got one of the best running backs in the league. If it's just about Jordan Love, I mean, you played last year with that news hovering over you and being upset about it, and this guy in your quarterback room. So I do say get over it, Aaron. Go for the Super Bowl with Green Bay. So I get Bradshaw's sentiment and why he's coming from that angle.
I just think Bradshaw's done this before. He called Mike Tomlin a cheerleader and that he couldn't coach and he didn't even know what he was doing or whatever. I mean, do you remember those comments? Absolutely. So I've heard Bradshaw's act, and we've heard stuff like that before where he just goes off the handle. I guess he needed to find something to criticize a guy who played probably his greatest season ever. He said his footwork is awful, but he threw 48 touchdowns. He has the greatest quarterback passer rating in the history of the NFL, but he's terrible, Chris, his footwork. He never leans into a throw. That's incredible because what he's been able to do with such poor mechanics. That's the first guy I've ever heard who said, you know, that they're not, you know, he could have said, I'm nitpicking here because he's so good. But you know what I mean, Chris, to kind of give me like the idea that he's nitpicking, but that's what it wasn't. So I don't know. I think there's more to the story. Charlie Casterly's a smart man, was in the NFL. And he's right. Most of the time when players are upset like that, it's about money, Chris. I believe Charlie Casterly. I think that that's the root of it. It can't be Jordan Love a year later. He was drafted last year. That doesn't even make sense. That now I'm going to take my frustrations out? No, it doesn't make sense. This guy just played great, and he wants them to cash out. I just won the MVP. Right? I just played my butt off.
Another thing Bradshaw said, and he addressed that. In your comments when he talked about his footwork, which was a little bizarre. I don't know. Next time we get a quarterback guru on the show, we'll ask him. But he seems to be doing fine with his footwork. But he also said on the Herd, Rob, today, Bradshaw, that, you know, you signed the contract. So play it out. And you
contracts
know,
will be made to be broken. It happens all the time.
That's been your sentiment, times.
Teams sign the contract, play it out. But teams have ripped up contracts and given people more money because they've outplayed their. I'm just saying it has been done. It's not like it's never been done. That's my point. And if you want to make a guy happy, you could do that. Ezekiel Elliott had a contract, Chris, right? He had a contract. The Cowboys could have played hardball. They decided they needed him. He was a big part of their team. What did they do? They made him gave him the richest running back contract ever. It hasn't worked out, right. But did they do it?
They did it, though, right? Oh, they did it. That don't mean it's right. Yeah, look, people break contracts all the time.
That's all
but
I'm saying.
Casterly also said Rodgers has been paid $48 million for the first 2 years of his contract per year.
I get the number. So, I'm just saying.
I think it has to do with money.
I don't believe it has to do with any. I don't believe the Jordan Love. I just don't. I don't think that
makes
sense.
There's also the Brian Gutekunst, the GM, that he wants him out. They got to figure this thing out. And I think, you know, maybe a lot of this is just bluffing Rob. You know, maybe it's trying to get them to trade him. There's a report today that Denver is going to go. That's going to be the team that goes the hardest after Aaron Rodgers. And you got a lot of people out there saying they wouldn't trade him. I would do everything I could to keep him. They're built to win now. And so, obviously, if you trade him, I don't care who you get. Because Jordan Love, you think, is your quarterback of the future. So I don't know that you're even getting, you know, a quarterback if you trade him. And so I think they got to try to win now, try to maximize their time with Aaron Rodgers. And I think he too, you know, at 38 years old, you know, there's talk, Rob, could he retire? You know, who knows? Whatever, who knows what's in his head? Maybe he can host Jeopardy. He's 38. Maybe he's ready to move on. He's getting married. You know, maybe looking at another chapter in his life. Or he can do without it if he feels like it's a hassle to play for Green Bay. I do think when you're playing at the level he is, and we've seen it, Barry Sanders, Megatron, Jim Brown, a lot of guys have walked away still in their prime. So he wouldn't be the first. But I would think, man, maximize this time. Because if he plays 3 or 4 more years, Rob, at a high level, even then when he retires, heck, when Tom Brady retires, he'll still be a young man overall. You know what I mean? Like, in life. So go ahead. You're still throwing the ball great, Aaron Rodgers. Go ahead and play this thing out and go for the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, I just, until we hear from Aaron, I'm just going to, there's so many stories. People are looking to make headlines every day, digging, talking to people, you know. So I get it. That's what newspaper reporters do, and reporters do, Chris. They dig, look for information. But I guess I just want to hear, I'm not denying that there's a conflict.
Yeah, I mean, Green Bay is actually.
Right.
Yeah,
so that's not the issue. It's what it's over is what I want to find out. And
you think he's going to come out and be blunt about it?
No, I just think that we have a better shot at understanding it, because he might not say what it is, but he could dismiss some of the stuff that's flying around. You know, I've heard people do that.
Right.
Like, that's not true. Like, I don't have any issue with the general
manager.
He'll
certainly be at right. A basketball,
you know what I mean? Like right. Stuff like that. Like, he could say that. He might not say, I want to be paid. I want more money, and they won't pay me. Now, people don't do that, Chris. You don't get in front of a mic and ask for more money. But you might say, these stories have been so ridiculous out here about the general manager and me and Jordan Love. He's a great kid. He's going to be a quarterback. Jordan Love is me. I was sitting there waiting for Brett Favre, you know what I mean, and my chance to play, so I understand it. So he could address some of those things, and then leave it to at least eliminate some of the chatter, Chris. And then you'd have to figure out. You would say, okay, so it's not about that, then it must be about money.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.